ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 7 चैप्टर नंबर 15 इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 46 नोचेत प्रमत्तम असत इंद्रिय वाजी सूतः नित्वा उत्पथं विषय दस्युषु निक्षिपन्ति ते दशवयः सह हयसूतं अमुं तमः अंधे संसार कूपे उरु मृत्यु भये क्षिपन्ति नो चेत् प्रमत्तमसिन्दुदिन्द्रियवाजिसा सुताः नित्वोत्पथं विषयदस्युषु निक्षिपन्ति तेदस्य वः सहयुसुतं मुमुं तमोन्दे संसारकूपं गुरुमृत्युभये क्षिपन्ति नो चेत् प्रमत्तमसितिन्द्रिययवाजित्सुताः नित्वोत्पथं विषयदस्युषु निक्षिपन्ति तेदस्य वः सह सुतं मुमुं तमोन्दे संसारकूपं मृत्युभये क्षिपन्ति नो चेत् प्रमत्तमसि इन्द्रियवाजित्सुता नित्वोत्पथं विषयदस्युषु निक्षिपन्ति तेदस्य वः सुतं मुमुं तमोन्दे संसारकूपं मृत्युभये क्षिपन्ति नो चेत् इफ् वी डू नाट् फालो द इन्स्ट्रक्षन्स् आफ् अच्युत कृष्ण And do not take shelter of Balaram. Pramattam, careless, inattentive, asat, which are always prone to material consciousness, indriya, senses, vaji, acting as horses, sutaha, the chariot driver, intelligence, Nitva, bringing Utpatham to the roadway of material desire. Vishaya, the sense objects. Dasyusu, in the hands of plunderers. Nikshipanti, throw. Te, those Dasyavah, plunderers, sa, with. Hayasutam, the horses and the chariot driver. Amam, all of them. Tamaha, dark. Andhe, blind. Sansara kupe, in the veil of material existence. Uru, great. Mrityu bhaye, fear of death. Kshipanti, throw. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, if one does not take shelter of Achyuta and Baladeva, then the sense is acting as the horses and the intelligence acting as the driver, both being prone to the material contamination, inattentively bring the body which acts as the chariot to the path of sense gratification. When one is thus attracted again by the rogues of Vishaya, eating, sleeping, mating, the horses and the chariot driver are thrown into blinding dark veil of material existence. And one is again put into a dangerous and extremely fearful situation of repeated birth and death. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Without the protection of Gaur Nithai, Krishna Balaram, one cannot get out of the dark veil of ignorance in the material existence. This is indicated here by the word nochet, which means that one will always remain in the dark veil of the material existence. The living entity must get strength from Nithai Gaur or Krishna Balaram. Without the mercy of Nithai Gaur, there is no way to come out of this dark veil of ignorance. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, first chapter, second verse, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudadesho Pushpavantau Chitrau Sandau Tamau Nutau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow the benediction upon all. This material world is a dark veil of ignorance. The fallen soul in this dark veil must take shelter of the lotus feet of Gaur Nithai, for thus they can easily emerge from material existence. Without their strength, simply attempting to get out of the clutches of matter by speculative knowledge will be insufficient. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Vihari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नोचेत प्रमत्तम असद इंद्रिया इवाजी सुता, वाजी मीन्स द होर्स, नित्वत्पथम विषय दस्युषु निक्षिपंती। विषय दस्यु, दिस आर द सेंसेस एंड दे हैव बीन टम्बलिंग ओवर, मीन्स दे आर आउट ऑफ कंट्रोल। निक्षिपंती, they have been thrown into where? Te dasyavah sahayasutam umum tamo ande. Tama anda. Sansara krupam is tama anda. We created it out of ignorance. And we have to get this information to get out of it. Otherwise there is no way. So, sansara krupam उर्मृत्यु भये क्षिपन्ति, दैट बिकम्स द कॉज ऑफ अवर रिपीटेड बर्थ एंड डेथ। इग्नोरेंस इज द मेन कॉज ऑफ अवर मिजरीज, अवर अटैचमेंट्स, अवर रिमेनिंग इन द कूप, मीन्स अ लिमिटेड स्पेस ऑफ डार्कनेस, एंड दैट टू वी थिंक वी गेन समथिंग, or we are doing something better in the society. This is totally, diagonally opposite. What is our thinking being the material conditioned life, and what is being told? Narada Muni is an expert because he has gone through many pitfalls and spent some more births to rectify, and we think we are going back home, back to Godhead, because of Gurnitai, who are none other than Krishna Balaram. So what a leap of faith or jump that is putting us on the experiencing some transcendental bliss which is not available even to those great yogis who are trying to control their senses by Ashtanga Yoga. So difficult, but so easy for the simple minded who can remain little favorable to Gornitai. Papi tapi chata chilo hariname uddhari. To get the mercy, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is very essential, and we have to beg our precarious situation. Why it is precarious situation? Because every one of us who have acquired the body, so under the bodily conception of life, we have created a dark well of existence around us. Don't think that you know too much and that's why you will get out. Maya is very strong. Dark well is deep down. It doesn't have a bottom. Now, can you imagine? It doesn't have a bottom. Dark well is a bottomless pit. And we do not know, since how many births and deaths we have spend there. Sometimes we have gone much more deeper than it is already deep. So to come out from this is hope against the hope. Is hopelessness. But yet the holy name is so powerful. Vrijanam, this Indriya Vaji Sutta. But Vaji means the horses, and Vrijanam Santarishyasi means the ocean of this material existence. We are talking of a little kupam, and that is bottomless pit. And Krishna gives the guarantee. If you think, Arjun, that you are the most sinful of all sinful people, never mind. Don't underestimate my mercy. Api chedasi papebhya sarva papebhya krittama sarva jnana plavenam cha vrijanam santarishyasi. See, so extreme the situation is that that you don't have any other choice but to invest your faith on Gornithai and chant Hare Krishna. This is the cardinal principle for the age of Kali, that only Harinam is going to pull us out. But let's try to understand. Do not measure the depth of our Andhakupam. Or do not think that when did we fall into this ocean of miseries. Do not think even. If you are drowning, that thinking will not help. Rather think. Grab something, hold something. That will pull you out. Now who gives that kind of verdict? Only Shastra and the pure devotee like Narad Muni can confirm it. Otherwise what do we have? We don't have any hope. Hope against hope is hopelessness. Asha pasha sater baddha. We have been bound by one hope against the hope. But these hopes are never going to be fulfilled. It is Andhakupam. Only the required knowledge. That is called Sarvajnanam. And who is Sarvajnan? Who is all-knowing personality of Godhead? Krishna. Sarvajnana plavainam cha plavam. Yani padapallava plamam. The lotus feet which are going to be used as a beautiful boat. Samasrita ye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yashovarare bhavam buddhi vatsa padam. Otherwise padam padam navipadam natesha. Better take shelter of that mahatpadam. How would you else get a hope which will be only on positive if you understand properly? So Narad Muni is explaining, even allegorically, that if one does not take shelter of Achyuta and Baladeva, means Krishna and Balaram, who are none other than in this age of Kali, Gornithai, then the sense is acting as the horses and the intelligence. They are horses. Senses are five horses. Intelligence is the driver. Right? Intelligence is acting as the driver. Both being prone to the material contamination. Why material contaminations are not easily washed off? It gets stuck on you. Because we have our mind acting as the glue. If you use your mind, you get stuck. You use your intelligence, you will be unstuck. So, for them, the path of sense gratification is the end result or the destination. But this end result is so illusory. Why it is illusory? Sense gratification is illusory. Never think it is fact, because illusion is the result of ignorance, and ignorance is the cause of unhappiness or distresses. So why sense gratification has to be curbed, controlled? Because they are the gateways leading to the path of destructions. To the path of destruction. Yesterday we were talking about when a boy and a girl gets newly married, the only instruction is to give about the responsibility for the life. And first to beget a life, the children. Otherwise there is no discipline for marriage systems ever to be considered. This is the only cause. If you don't have desire to get married, that's okay, but remain brahmachari. But if you want to take the responsibility, then get married. But with the responsibility that it is not meant to satisfy your senses. So, it is going to be performed right in front of fire. Sacrifice, it means you must offer this vows of ideal married life into the sacrifice. In order to control this married life, which is a great responsibility, get married, otherwise forget it, remain brahmachari. Never think what will happen to the birth rate and death rate distance. Prabhupada said, and death rate is 100%, and birth rate will ease your problem. Death rate is 100%. But it is none of our jurisdiction. We have to get out from the clutches of Maya. Get out. But those who want to take responsibility, go ahead. There is a system. Because you will not go out of the aim and objective of these responsibilities. Prabhupada says that this Gornita, they are so merciful in the age of Kali, who brought the holy name from Golok Vrindavan. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaud to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow the benediction upon all. So the analogy of Andhakupam is also told by Prahlad Maharaj to his father, because he was missing the responsibility by simply begetting Prahlad Maharaj. So naturally, a self-realized soul can immediately strike upon the dark veil of ignorance that is called household life. Once you enter in, consider you are lost. But you can become fortunate all by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise there is no hope. There is no alternative. So those who are pious people, Prabhupada calls pious fools, taking alternate approaches for sense gratification. And they think, let me enjoy and let the provider of sense gratifying objects suffer. This is our trade with the demigods. Let them fulfill my desire of material nature and I don't care whether they suffer or not. So what a thankless task would be there for the demigods. And they are not one, they are 33 crores. And we simply bother them. We never pray that please provide us transcendental knowledge. We never pray to them. We go as fools. We get their benediction, but remains fools. But they are not fools. The devatas are the limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have been empowered. So never disrespect them. But to worship in front of Krishna, it's an offense. Neither you have to worship them separately, because whatever they have been already providing and we are thankful to them, ultimately that situation will pull us into Krishna consciousness, not otherwise. So remain thankful, because they are material managers. You can't manage anything. If you want to get sense gratification and you pray this way, that way, if you want to come out from the miseries created by your own indulgence in the sense gratification, then we also go to them and trouble them to dump our sins into them. No. You check how their worship. Even if you worship them, they have to be immersed in water. Why they have a visarjan program for Ganesh, even Durga? Because they are material bodies. So unknowingly, they are doing the right thing, but understanding doesn't come. They remain ignorant. Have you ever seen immersing the deity of Vishnu Tattva be ever immersed in water? Why? He is the creator of water. Why should we immerse him? He is not an elemental constitution of the creation. So, our approach should be towards generating the required knowledge, prescribed knowledge of transcendental nature, and only in Kali Yuga Gornitai, and nobody else can bestow that. That mercy. So can you imagine? Otherwise, even in Mundaka Upanishad, it has been cited, the nayam atma balahinena labhyo na cha pramadat tapaso vapi alingat etair upayair yayate yastu vidvams tasyaiva atma vishate brahma dhama. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Nityananda, Sri Narottam Das Thakur Therefore says, Nitayera Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pave.
When one receives the mercy of Balaram Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily.
Se sambandha nahi jar vritha janma gelotar vidya kule hi karibareta.
If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is very learned scholar or jnani or has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram Nityananda.
We are learning from Narada Muni
these instructions of the instructions of civilized human being.
A civilized being receiving the instructions from Narada Muni cannot act whimsically or following in the so-called ignorant trend of materialistic people and comply to their standard.
No.
Prabhupada clearly says that we must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness.
Can you imagine? Prabhupada has secrets to establish Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Secrets. His Guru Maharaj's order was also secret. It was in his mind all the time, but never declared why he is going. Right? There are no plans, pre-arrangement or graphic design to put the infrastructure of Krishna consciousness. There is nothing. Does it require? If you study Vedas, you don't have time in life. So Vyasadeva wrote Vedanta Sutra. So if you understand, but they are so much complex formulas that he himself has to expand one Brahma Sutra into 18,000 slokas, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srila Prabhupada is so glorious that simply cultivating the faith on his guru's instructions, and that were not simply to chant Hare Krishna. No, to preach. If you have some money, print books. To print the books and you don't distribute, it can never happen. But it automatically falls in that plan. Means it's just exploding like a mushroom and like an atom bomb. We don't need such extra, infrastructure in order to do something. Prabhupada went penniless. And he must have earned in 11 years such a wealth that no Indian community has ever won. Assets worth of millions and millions of dollars and still in business, never to get bankrupt. Prabhupada went penniless and established 108 temples within his lifetime all over the world. Right? I don't think even Birlas and Tatas would have. Aram Mukesh Ambani would not have that kind of thing. If you think in terms of, and it is mushrooming. It's spreading all over the world. Simply devotees have to be more convinced and take up the opportunity. And Krishna Shakti will be experienced. Don't sit idle in the holy dham. Get a kick from Radharani in her service. That is more valuable. We see that the greatest service ever rendered to the whole world, the whole humanity, is now getting exploded. So we should also put ourselves and jump into that fire of devotional service without any motivation. And Krishna will provide so much. Anya bilashita shanyam jnana karmadanavratam anukullena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. Krishna has made every nakshatra in alignment when he appeared, but then that's about it. The nakshatras never met. And when he left the planet Earth, no nakshatras have been ever again and came into the service. If he would have ordered, yes, they would have come. But Krishna doesn't need. But mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bypassing that arrangement of the constellations, because this is the auspicious time to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world till next 10,000 years. No nakshatras are necessary. No muhurt or vastu has to be seen. Krishna consciousness bypasses everything. So we do not need infrastructure to spread the holy name that way. Of course, we need infrastructure to publish the books of Srila Prabhupada and distribute, and that is required. Prabhupada himself established BBT. All the necessities to be accomplished were coming from the higher sources of transcendental nature, and Prabhupada was ever victorious. No material arrangement is required. If you want to preach without any motivation or hindrance of jnana and expertise of karma, you will certainly get opportunity in your lifetime. That is the mercy of this Yuga Dharma, propagator Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So, otherwise, can you imagine what will be our situation in Andhakupam for 100,000 years of lifespan, Andhakupam for 10,000 years of lifespan, Andhakupam for 1,000 years of lifetime? Don't you think all the miseries were not there? Miseries are more expedited and exposed in Kali Yuga, that doctors are baffled. Right? There are more miseries found newer and newer in different shapes. Just like every viral infection, the virus has a different structure, you know. So as many different kinds of viruses are there, that many diseases would be there. If you see Ebola virus in the microscope, you'll be discouraged. with a loop. It's a terrible virus. So we don't need infrastructure to keep the bodies intact. How long that infrastructure is going to last? It's just like a house. It must have, if you build in cement concrete, it will last for about 250 years maximum. But what then? To fall into such a deep well of darkness or ignorance, that is material life, there is no other methodology that will give you hopeful. So do not run your brain and tax it for something else that will simply show enviousness of this method. Enviousness of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says that we must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness. Enter like a needle, that will not know. You go everywhere just like friends, but come out like a plow. You can go to Kali temple also, but come out like a crow. Have that confidence, because miseries are going to mount. People will be sinking into more depth of the darkness of ignorance. There is nothing to give them floating experience. There is no way. Even the devatas raise their hand. Not us. We are chanting ourselves, so we may not become, victim of your nonsense. It's like that. Lord Shiva chants, Parvati also chants after so much experience. Everybody chants. The whole Shiva Parivar chants. Brahma chants, and we are in Brahma's Parivar. We should chant. Don't say can't ever in your life. You better believe. Yeah, otherwise many guru kulis are getting into the dark well of ignorance. Watch out. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Chant, chant, chant. Never say can't, can't, can't. Anybody has any question? This particular verse in the previous verse that Prabhupada is citing of Mundaka Upanishad, it is also given other way also. But here is more specific, 3-4, 3-4, Mundaka Upanishad, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhya. There it is said, Nayam Atma Na Pravachanena Labhya, Athava Bahuna Shrutenava. You won't get the transcendental knowledge even by so much eruditely speaking and giving classes. Or listening multiple times, but no. Yena atma vibrunute tam lapyate. Because that mercy is reserved with Lord Krishna. Whomever he chooses, he will receive. And here it is specified. Nayam atma balahinena labhyo na cha pramadat tapaso vapi alingat etar upayer yatye yatate yastu vidvans tasyeva atma vishate brahmadham. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Nityanand and Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nityayera Karuna Habe Vraje Radha Krishna Pabe. By the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu we are here in Vrajaram. So please remain intact with a devoted consciousness to Lord Gaur Nithai, Krishna Balaram. Then Radha Shyamsundar will be available. Don't jump there right away. Prabhupada were most interested for Gaur Nithai and Krishna Balaram. Later on Radha Krishna came, Radha Shyamsundar. But anyway, the whole idea is that we should gain the transcendental knowledge through the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Yes. Who was Srivasa Pandit? He is said to be incarnation of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni spoke. So Srivasa Pandit spoke. Hare Krishna. Right? Instructions of Narada Muni. Otherwise, why in Gaur Guna Desha Dipika, Srivas Pandit has been attributed to the incarnation of Narada Muni? What did he do? Did he preach? Yes. Anybody knows some pastimes of Srivas Pandit Thakur? I'm asking a question and you reply them. The nocturnal kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sridham Mayapur in Shivash Angan. Can you imagine? He was so detached, even though the whole family was Krishna conscious. Alright? Srivas Pandit was so detached that while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan one night and his son passed away. Right? So naturally the ladies were sobbing. But she was told, don't make sound. Mahaprabhu is dancing. Don't disturb this eternal process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srivas Thakur never shakes. When the kirtan was over, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was told, and because he is Antaryami, he knew Srivas, and he exalted Srivas so much. And this is the art of detachment. And what an extreme one has to go through. Right? So, that is the steady state of our devotional service. Come hell or high water, I am in samadhi and nothing can disturb. Why should a samadhist person have to rescue himself from external happenings? He is already in samadhi, and let Mother Nature, take care of the body. If he has to leave the body, that will be the best opportunity in samadhi. Generally, people have very transient samadhi, only for few seconds. And immediately they are thrown on the material platform. That is a show. But samadhi in Krishna consciousness can be obtained even while working. You don't have to close the eyes even. Therefore, Arjuna is asking Lord Shri Krishna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, samadhisthasya keshava sitadi kim prabhasheta kim ajit vrajat kim. Sthita prajnasya kya bhasha samadhisthasya keshava sthitadhim kim prabhasheta kim asit vrajata kim. What is sthita prajna? Prajna means intelligence. The ladies were probably on a mental, but they are all spiritual. How could they be mental ever? But they cannot hold this, even though they are pure sentiments, pure attachment, because they are all devotees. But yet, Shivas, he was not. So, what is that definition of sthita prajna? And how does he remain in that steady state of intelligence, even while walking, sitting, or talking? Even while talking. When we are totally engrossed in the material life, and we talk something anap-sanap, completely irrelevant, and we are in tune. So that kind of samadhi is material samadhi. And person does not discriminate what he is speaking, right or wrong. It doesn't need reference even. Keep on talking. But that is the slumber of ignorance. That same samadhi, but in spiritual existence, is completely different. It's out of this world. So do not be attracted by the samadhi of different kinds. Srivas Pandit, Srivas Srinivas Acharya, his disappearance is there. And we need to celebrate by this exemplary behavior. Even those who were envious, they were trying to defame them in nocturnal kirtan. They would put unofferable things like meat and other things at the gate just to show to the public, look, these are imposters, and otherwise they eat chicken and everything. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself was being dishonored by the Buddhist, but he did not mind anything himself. When the Buddhist Mayavadis brought a big plate of meat to as an offering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but a big kite flew and picked up the whole plate and threw on the heads of these Buddhist Mayavadis. Then the devotees realize that there are so many envious people around. But when we declare war with them, war is to be won by chanting Hare Krishna. War is to be won by imbibing this fearlessness that is bestowed by Krishna. So, Srivas Acharya, Srivas Thakur was very, very exemplified. And he is understood to be Narad Muni. Is Narad Muni fearless? But Narad Muni has been never represented as fearless and transcendental personality in the Hindi movies. As if he is a fun. So never watch that kind of thing. It's an envious. People who are ignorant, they want to make this kind of assert in innocent's mind. Anyway. Oh, glory to Srila Prabhupada. Take courage from the instructions of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is one of the primary instructor in Srimad Bhagavatam about the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Amongst the 12, Brahma, Narad, Shiva, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vayasiki, Vayam. So, Narad Muni is a very profound preacher. And we can understand that when the Lord appears and He Himself does not preach, but He wants His associates and disciples to preach. Alright? So, we have to cultivate that same faith that Prabhupada left that legacy to preach, to fight a war against the enemies of Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.